François Simon Louvet. Will you take pity on a poor wretch who has suffered dreadful torture for so long? Oh, the emptiness, the space, I'm falling, falling. Help me! My God, I had such a miserable existence. I was a poor devil. I often suffered hunger in my old age, so I took to drinking and became ashamed and sick of it all. I wanted to die, so I jumped. Oh my God, what a moment. Why did I want to put an end to my life if I was so close to the end anyway? Pray so I won't have to keep on seeing this emptiness below me. I'm going to dash myself upon those stones. I beg of you, you who know about the misery of those who no longer belong to this world. Even though you don't know me, I'm addressing you because I'm suffering so. Why do you want more proof? I'm suffering. Isn't that enough? If I were hungry instead of enduring this terrible suffering, which is imperceptible to you, you would not hesitate to help me out with a morsel of bread. So I'm asking you to pray for me. I can't stay long. Ask any of these happy ones who are here right now, and you will find out who I was. Pray for me. François Simon Louvet.
Medium's Guide. The spirit who has addressed you just now, my son, was a poor wretch who had to undergo the trial of poverty, but was overcome with disgust. Courage failed him, and instead of looking to heaven as he should have, he turned to the bottle and sank to the extremes of despair. He put an end to his sad trial by jumping off the Tower of Francis I on July 22, 1857. Take pity on this poor soul. He is not very advanced, but he knows enough about the future life to suffer and to desire a new trial. Pray to God to grant him grace, and you will be doing a good deed. In looking for information on the matter, the following notice was found in the Journal du Havre of July 23, 1857. We will summarize it there. Yesterday, at 4 p.m., the transients on the wharf were dismayed by a terrible incident. A man threw himself off the tower and was dashed on the stones. He was an old barger hurler whose dependence on liquor drove him to suicide. His name was François Victor Simon Louvet. The body was taken to the home of one of his daughters on Cordier Street. He was 67 years of age. 6 years had elapsed since his passing, and he still saw himself falling off the tower and being crushed on the stones below. The void below and the perspective of the fall still terrified him, and that after 6 years. How much longer would such a state last? He does not know, and this uncertainty increases his distress. Isn't this like hell with its flames? Who revealed such punishments? Were they invented? No. The very individuals who must endure them are the ones who have come to describe them, just as others have come to describe their joy. They often do this spontaneously without our thinking about them, which excludes all notions that we are the victims of our own imaginations.